The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Listen to part of one of Our Lady's messages in Fatima in light of today's gospel. World War I will end soon. However, if humanity does not stop offending God, another and worse war will break out. I ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart. If Russia is consecrated and converted, there will be peace. If not, she will spread her heirs throughout the world. There will be many martyrs. Nations will be annihilated. The Holy Father will have much to suffer. In the end, my Immaculate Heart shall triumph. Our Lord says, I have much more to declare to you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. He will declare to you the things that are coming. My brothers and sisters, those words are eternal words. Our Lord fulfills them in every age. He never leaves his church. He is always preparing her for what is coming. That will be true for the church in general, but for each of us individually. Right? The Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth. If there is something we must know for our salvation or the salvation of others that we're supposed to assist them with, he will reveal that to us in the proper way and time, if we have a relationship with him. There will be some times, though, and we probably all experience this, where our Lord says to us, I have much to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Right? You're going to receive it one day. I remember a lady recently, actually, who has an amazing prophetic gift, and she's sharing some things to me, and she says, Father, there, I feel like there's more I'm supposed to tell you, but it will probably be a couple of years before I'm able to do so, right? When you're ready for it. So many times our Lord has said that to various saints. I think of Saint Faustina, Mother Teresa, right? When you're ready, not now, but to fulfill your mission, you will know these things. I will declare to you what is going to come. In the Holy Spirit, we can have knowledge of the future, and the church always does, but even us individually, if it's necessary for our salvation. My brothers and sisters, as the end times near, our Lord will give graces like never before seen, except perhaps in the early church, and I think the gift of prophecy especially, because our Lord wants to prepare as many souls as possible for salvation. And it's only by a relationship with the Holy Spirit that we'll be able to not only receive those gifts, but to be open to the truth. And there is no better way to be open to the Holy Spirit than in and through an abiding relationship with our Blessed Mother Mary. Her Immaculate Heart will triumph. I'd be most worried for people who do not have a relationship with her. I think there's very little hope for those who don't. But for those who do, she is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will be given to them in a unique way.